views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience healing, creativity, and knowledge. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Lucid Planet Radio, we will have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to discover the greatest version of yourself. You can find out much more at thelucidplanet.com and listen to all of my show archives at lucidplanetradio.com. First of all, today I want to say I'm a little sick, a little under the weather. The flu's going around Denver pretty strong, and I don't know if that's what I have or what, but I am trying to channel the energy of Rob Zombie, the performer who I saw a couple weeks ago play an amazing show when he was extremely sick, and the show must go on. So I'm here and I am totally ready and so stoked for today's show because we are going to welcome really a living legend to the show today, quantum physicist Dr. Amit Goswami, to speak about a topic that affects all of our lives, whether we realize it or not, and it is not quantum physics exactly, but the economy. And I mean, this is something we can all agree that as today's politicians are locked in this endless debate that very few of us understand, the economy is continuing to struggle to rise above the recession of 2008. Many people, particularly my age group, the millennials, are seeing fewer job opportunities, having to live at home, struggling to kind of like find their way through this mess. And one of the biggest problems is that, you know, politicians can't really seem to move beyond the political rhetoric to address the problem, and economists can't seem to move beyond their old economic theories. So it's really time for a new way of thinking, a paradigm shift from the material-based science of the ever-expanding view of the economy to a new consciousness-based science of economics. Doesn't that sound awesome? In his new book, Quantum Economics, Unlocking the Power of an Economics of Consciousness, theoretical physicist Dr. Amit Goswami presents a way out of the current world of economic inequality, where the middle class is disappearing and poverty grows. And this is a way that allows us to bring meaning and value back to our lives through this economics of consciousness. A little bit about Dr. Goswami. He was a full professor at the University of Oregon's Department of Physics from 1968 through 1997. He really is the pioneer of this new paradigm of science called the science within consciousness, which is an idea that he explicates in his seminal book, The Self-Aware Universe, a fantastic book, where he also solves the quantum measurement problem, elucidating the very famous observer effect, which maybe we'll get to talk to during today's show. He's written a lot of popular books based on his research in quantum physics and consciousness, including The Visionary Window, Physics of the Soul, The Quantum Doctor, Creative Evolution, God is Not Dead, How Quantum Activism Can Save Civilization, Think Quantum, Quantum Creativity, and his newest book, Quantum Economics. In his private life, Dr. Goswami is a practitioner of spirituality and transformation, and he calls himself quantum activist. He has been featured in films like What the Bleep and the sequel Down the Rabbit Hole, which you need to check out if you haven't seen it, as well as the Dalai Lama Renaissance and the award-winning Quantum Activist. So, wow, that's amazing. I think on that note, I would love to welcome Dr. Goswami to the show and talk a little bit about quantum economics. So, hi, Dr. Goswami, how are you?
Hi, Kelly. It's good to be here. Good to be with you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's good to be with you too. So much to talk about. I guess maybe a good place to start is you've been described as a quantum activist. For people who don't know, can you basically explain a little bit what quantum activism is?
Well, yes, I would love to. Now, this is a very good starter for quantum economics. Quantum activism is an idea of bringing the quantum principles for people to rethink how they think, how they live, and how they make their livelihood. All three things that occupy our life. So yes, why is quantum physics so important? The message of quantum physics should have been with us in all these almost 100 years that quantum physics has been around. And the simplest of the message is that objects are possibilities. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Now, one thing that immediately physicists discovered is that these objects, being waves of potentiality, they must inhabit a domain of potentiality, not space and time. They must be outside of space and time. And this opened a whole can of worms. Some substance of it was that experimentally we found that indeed there is a domain outside of space and time called non-local domain of reality, where communication is instantaneous. Here it is. This is the crucial thing. Communication is instantaneous. Because in space and time, we know that communication cannot be instantaneous because of theory of relativity. Mm-hmm. And all communication must be at the maximum speed of the speed of light. So we have really experimentally, not only just theoretically, two domains of reality, space and time, and then the domain of potentiality. The implication of this is tremendous, because this is what spiritual people, mystical people, alternative medicine people, psychologists, transpersonal psychology, they have been saying all along. This is what Freud said when he introduced the idea of unconscious, that there are two domains of reality, not just mystics of the old, but people like Freud, who founded the science of psychology in recent times. And we have not found any scientific evidence for that until now, but now there is quantum physics, and the evidence has been around with us since 1982, that there really is a non-local domain.
That's the year I was born, yeah. Woohoo! 82.
Quantum activism is a movement to bring these absolutely novel items that changes the way we think, the way we live, and must change also the way we make our living.
Hmm. And so how does consciousness fit into this? Is consciousness kind of existing outside of space and time? Or I guess, what is consciousness?
Well, that's the first thing. So consciousness, if you define it in the simplest of way that everybody understands, consciousness is the vehicle with which we gather knowledge, cognition. So consciousness is the way that possibilities change into actuality. Consciousness chooses. It changes the knowledge we have about the objects, a conscious process, choosing. So consciousness automatically comes into the way that quantum potentiality becomes the actual events of our experience. We cannot understand this without saying that it's consciousness that's doing it. It's consciousness that it is using a non-local power of choice. This is the crucial thing to understand. And notice as soon as we do that, what happens? What happens is that we get empowered by the idea that consciousness must be us. We are interconnected through non-locality, instant communication with each other, and we have choice. If we can access that level of consciousness, agreed, we don't have access to that ordinarily. But if we could get access to that level of consciousness, then we have really freedom to choose. We really have freedom to choose. These people who call themselves creative, they're using that freedom. People who have decided they're not creative, they're not using their full potential. Can everyone be creative? Yes, everyone can be creative. Should we open our door to that potentiality? Yes, we must, and we already have been doing it. with capitalism, with democracy, with liberal education. Unfortunately, a very limited worldview he has since 1960s, which I call scientific materialism. Everybody calls it that. And that unfortunate metaphysics has limited us from our consciousness, from our freedom to choose, and has made economics very difficult to operate.
So how do we overcome materialism? And this is, we're going to the break in just a couple minutes, but I just want to throw it out there. How can we get more in touch with that freedom to choose?
Yes, this is where people have to come in. The scientists, they have vested interest. They have vested interest in maintaining status quo. Too much money is involved, too much power is involved. It's a long story. But people have to rise up and recognize that unless we do it, this whole slug of movement that has taken place in getting rid of this elitism, which used to dominate our society before all this 18th century stuff, capitalism, democracy, and liberal education came in. You know, we forget. We used to live in a feudal world for long periods of time. The whole history of our humanity has been through elitism, more or less, because the whole agricultural phase of humanity has been dominated by these kings and dukes and stuff. We got rid of them for a while. And now they're back in the form of big business people and corporations, and they are the ones who are the elites. And again, middle class is being squeezed. So how do you get rid of them? Well, we get rid of them by simply people taking over, realizing that they have the freedom to choose. They are the consciousness. They are the world. That empowerment has to happen. So quantum system is a movement of empowerment.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Goswami. This is a movement of empowerment. You are listening to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will explore more about how quantum theory can bring about economic change with Dr. Amit Goswami. So stay tuned and see you after the break.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home. Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit allergyasthmanetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Legend lives on from the Chippewa on down to the big lake they call Gitchagumi.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is the quantum activist, Dr. Amit Goswami. And before we continue, Dr. Goswami, I just want to make sure that all of our listeners know how to contact you. Could you give your info and tell them where they can find out more about your books, your talks, your research, and your film appearances?
Best place is to go to my website, amitgoswami.org, AmitGoswami, amitgoswami.org.
Okay, amitgoswami.org for all the good things. And you can also pick up a copy of Quantum Economics out now, which is really the topic for our show today. And before we went to the break, we were speaking about this is really, you know, a movement about empowerment and empowering people. And a big part of that empowerment comes with moving past materialism towards the more subtle or vital energies. And Amit, I wanted to ask you, as a theoretical physicist, what brought you to the conclusion that this kind of alternative spiritual dimension exists?
Well, my life wasn't working. So I go to this conference. It's in California, a place called Asilomar, beautiful place. But at the conference, I gave my scheduled talk, and other people started giving their talks. And instead of being pleased that I was invited to give a talk and all that, I concentrated my mind that is concentrated on how the other people were doing their thing, and the reaction was, negative, negative, negative. They're doing better than I did. And jealousy, jealousy, jealousy. So I stayed in the jealousy energy the whole day, and even in the evening at a party, the jealousy did not go away, because now, instead of professional jealousy, jealousy became just a subject changed. Why are the women paying more attention to me than all these other people? You know, at about 1 o'clock, I was completely disgusted with myself and my reaction to what is going on. So I go outside, and the ocean air hits me. The message was expressed in a thought that I never had. I never expected to have such a thought. Why do I live this way? That why do I live this way thinking immediately got to the revelation right there on the spot that I got to change my ways of life, were totally messed up, because how I lived and how I made my living was completely out of sync. Mm-hmm. The physics that I was doing had nothing to say about me and how I live. And this is the way we do most of our science and technology today. People do their jobs, but the job has nothing to do with how they live. And this cannot be, because this is not the way that we should be made. So I made that note myself, and I was determined to find happy physics for me to do, and also how to interpret this for everyone else. That came gradually, I must confess. Initially, the focus was on me. How can I be happy? But then when the realization came that consciousness is the ground of all being, quantum physics is already telling us, then I saw, this is the way we are really built. None of us need to be disintegrated like I was. None of us need to feel that we are just doing a job and then come back so tired that we are flopping over a TV and entertainment and completely unable to take care of what we really need to take care of, namely looking for meaningful things in our life, looking for a purpose and fulfilling them.
Wow. I love that. And it reminds me, what you just said reminds me of a quote that I just read from Jamie Kessap, who's the Google Global Education Evangelist. And they're talking about this new economy. And they said, don't ask kids what they want to be when they grow up, but ask kids what problems do they want to solve. This changes the conversation from who do I want to work for to what do I need to learn to be able to solve the problems I need to solve.
Exactly.
So how, I guess maybe the broader question is, how can this philosophy bring about economic change?
Well, so let's look at economics for a bit. And in fact, let's start with a different question initially, but I'll come back to your question certainly, because that is the focus of the new economics. How can we find meaning and purpose in our life through the economics itself? But let's get back to the problem of our economy today. It's basically, I already have touched upon, it's elitism. That is the basic problem. Economics, capitalism depends on having a large middle class. Why? Because Adam Smith realized that if people are driven by their selfish desire to produce and consume, consumers and producers, that's the equation in economy. It's a very simple one. Some people produce, some people have gifts, some people consume. They have to because they need it. Gift and need, you match them up and you allow the, what Adam Smith said, beautiful phrase, invisible hands of the free market. He didn't know how that invisible hand works. He didn't have any mechanism for it. He didn't care. That was his intuition. Invisible hands of the free market will do all the work for you. If people only work from their selfish interest of doing the best they can for fulfilling their need to express that gift, production, and of course, people have the right to have their needs satisfied. You match the two, you get an economy where the prices will be stabilized, where there will be equilibrium between production and consumption, where even the resources will be allocated properly between the different sectors of production and consumption. So all this works pretty well, except for, you know, there are difficulties, of course, the business cycle, ups and downs, boom and bust. That's an important difficulty for Adam Smith's economy, and it always has been the difficulty for capitalistic economies. But apart from that, it has worked. It has worked in the sense that it has created the middle class and gotten us into huge economic movement that we now have wealth to the extent that we never have seen under kings and dukes and feudal economy. So why do we want to destroy this? The corporations and the people of the elite, they just don't realize that they're like the proverbial fool who is sitting on a branch of a tree and chopping off that branch without knowing that that's what they're doing. They're chopping off capitalism. Capitalism cannot grow anymore because it's one recession after another because there is no field to grow in. There's nothing to grow. And this is the problem of materialism itself. The scientific materialist philosophy is doing great as a philosophy. It has convinced most of the people of the world that, yes, this philosophy is the basis of the world, but it has a basic flaw. Material resources are only finite. You cannot go on expanding forever. And whenever you consume material resources, you pollute the environment. Those two limitations have now reached a certain point where we are feeling the scarcity of material, where we are feeling the pollution of the environment to an extent that we cannot tolerate it anymore, almost gone beyond the limit. Global warming is now to such a proportion that nobody can ignore it except Republicans. But, but that is the way it is. And what do we do about it? We have to change. Yep. The other way of looking at it, Kelly, is that something else has suffered under scientific materialism. If matter is the basis of everything, that philosophy you have lived with for 300 years, been developing a very sophisticated field of enterprise, which is fine, but now it has reached so much sophistication, people have to work so much in the schools and colleges listening to other people's ideas, that they have no incentive nor opportunity to work on their own ideas, work on their own opinions, work on meanings, which gets to the formation of these ideas. So what has happened as a result is that creativity, which is the discovery of new meaning, has just reached out absolute bottom. There is not much creativity and innovation. Everybody's aware of it. Nobody knows how what to do about it. What to do about it is great simplicity once again in the arena of people's creativity. Creativity works best when things are new and simple. The material ideas, they become old, too much sophistication. People have to get too much training before they can be creative. And that opportunity just is not there. So what we need to do is to expand the economic arena to aspects where it is completely new. And I suggest that we look at vital energy, which we feel, our feelings, mental energy, which we think, meanings, and even spiritual energy in the form of things like very esoteric, love, beauty, justice, goodness. Can those things be part of the economic equation? Yes, they can. Abraham Maslow actually suggested the basic idea in the 60s, hierarchy of needs. So, you know, Adam Smith's concept of needs was about material needs. But why do we need to restrict to that? Now we can fulfill our higher needs. Time has come. We can produce and consume these higher needs. And that will give the required extension, required breather to capitalism.
Wow, thank you so much, Dr. Goswami. I mean, that felt like you were literally speaking just to me when you talked about the what's happening with scientific materialism and psychology. And like, that's so much of why I left academia, really, to pursue my own creativity outside of the halls of the ivory tower. But anyway, we have so much more to talk about. I am Dr. Kelly, and this is Lucid Planet Radio. And when we come back from the break, quantum physicist Dr. Amit Goswami will share his thoughts on the new economics of consciousness and how we integrate our spiritual, vital, and mental needs into the new economic system. So stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet, welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I have the quantum activist, Dr. Amit Goswami, here talking about his new book, Quantum Economics. And before we left for the break, Amit, we were talking about how these other energies are coming into play that are also incredibly valuable, that we need to expand capitalism or realign capitalism so that it is more in line with the vital, the mental, and the spiritual components, kind of addressing these higher needs. Can you talk a little bit more about what that means and kind of how that could happen?
Yes, very much so. This is why we should definitely enlighten the listener, because we are not even very familiar with what we experience today, because scientific materialism, that philosophy that we use for our thinking, limits us into our believing that our potentiality is much less than what it actually is. So what is it that we experience? Well, on the face of it, if you look inside, you will find only thoughts. So are we just thinking being? And then scientific materialist throws at you that thoughts are just brain product. Then you are back to the idea that, well, we're just material. So only then, only experience that you value is the experience of sensing, which is what the economy right now is based on. They're completely based on things that we can sense, materialist aspects of stuff. So you feel bad, you go to the store to buy some shoes. That's the way you do it. But is there any other way?
No comment.
Precisely. I mean, look, the whole 12,000 years of civilization, we didn't know about scientific materialism. Even in feudal times, we used to have a better acquaintance with what our experiences are. And people in the spiritual traditions, they talk about experiences in a vein which is much, much bigger than today. They knew, and we also use that language. I mean, we are not always fooled by scientific materialism and their claims. What do we experience, actually? Isn't some thoughts, emotional thoughts, doesn't that come with a punch, a lot of passion, a lot of energy? Couldn't that energy be from a separate source, completely a non-material source, vital energy? So the new science within consciousness, has given credence to this. Rupert Sheldrake has done some very good work, which has shown us there are things that contribute to the physical body. And it's the movement of those things, Sheldrake calls the morphogenetic field. That might be a hard thing to pronounce, but it is a very important concept. Mm-hmm. These fields contribute to how biological form is created, like an organ. So every organ is not just really a material thing. It also has a vital energy thing associated with it. And in quantum language, we say they're non-locally correlated. I'm getting a little technical, but you've got to understand that when we are using an organ, there is also an associated morphogenetic field which is coming into the picture, whose well-being also crucially determines whether the organ will be doing its function properly. We can even feel this organ functioning and the associated correlated morphogenetic field at what the traditions call chakras. At those points, we actually have feelings corresponding to these organs. For example, I'll give you a quick example because we need an example now. So look at the heart. Traditions call it the heart chakra. Everybody knows about the heart, how it carries on about love. It is true. Now we have an explanation. Why is that? Well, that is because the heart region, that region of the body, has the thymus gland, which is part of the immune system. What does the thymus gland do? It sets the boundary between me and not me, so that anything that is not me is rejected by the body, or there will be attacker molecules which will go and kill the intruder. And this immune system is therefore a crucial component of our health. And so you realize that this function, me and not me, how that is connected to love, when that distinction goes away, we love someone because this is me. We extend ourselves to include that person. And so this love is a very important feeling that comes with the movement of the vital body, not the physical, not the morphogenetic, not the thymus gland, but the morphogenetic field connected with the thymus gland. So these feelings then are very important to me, because that's keeping me healthy. If I have love feelings, that will keep me healthy. If I suppress my love feeling, it will take away my health. Now convert that into an economic equation.
Right.
So when we bring in this love energy as an economic equation, wouldn't you want more and more of this, because that keeps you in good health, and therefore it has actually healing potential and therefore value to you? If somebody sells love energy, wouldn't you love to have that love energy to heal you, so that you don't have to worry things like you have flu right now, Kelly, that's what you told me. Look, this flu is a definite sign of low immunity. Your immune system has become weak because too much pressure in your life,
yep.
Too much stress in your life. So how do you recover? You recover it with, you should be doused in love. And in the long term, that will improve your immune system, and therefore you'll be less susceptible to things like flu and cold and stuff. So these are simple things that could be brought into the economic equation almost right away. I'll give you another example. Take the case of vitamin C and common cold.
Mm-hmm.
This is something Pauling first noticed, that indeed grandmothers, I don't know about yours, but mine certainly did, administer a lot of orange when a kid is sick with flu or cold. So orange, but why do we need oranges? So Linus thought that maybe there must be some potent molecules in the oranges that leads to healing. And his conclusion was that it must be the vitamin C molecules, because that makes sense. Vitamin C is a very useful vitamin. Everybody knows that. So with that, mega vitamin therapy came along for a while, very popular, but of course people eventually realized no, vitamin C does not do the job quite the way it was expected by Linus Pauling. So what is the mystery then of the oranges? Oranges still work, but of course nobody is willing to eat. Like I remember I used to eat like 8 oranges during the day when I had a cold, but who will eat 8 oranges? It's just too much weight, too much sugar, you know, all kinds of problems. So we don't want that many oranges. What do we do? What are we missing? The new science says we are missing the vital energy component of the oranges. And the new science also says that yes, with some intelligence, with some creativity, we should be able to extract that vital energy and put it back in something like vitamin C, which is also an extract from the oranges, but just a physical extract. You supplement it with the vital, and then you got a potent, vitalized vitamin C, and that should be effective to cure a common cold.
Now, and so, sorry to interrupt, but before we go to the break, so basically what you're saying is there are ways to integrate these energies into the capitalist system, products that have vital energy and spiritual energy behind them that people would want to buy.
That is the revolutionary idea that people need to get. And that is what I mean by empowerment.
Huh. So, I mean, and it does seem like there's already kind of a change or a trend in this movement that people are getting more behind kind of eco-friendly or green products or sustainable products. And, you know, we're seeing like the sales of McDonald's and Walmart going down, and we're seeing other companies going up that could give back to the environment or that are more in seeking the environment. So do you think people already are kind of seeking this out without realizing it?
I think people are already seeking this out, not necessarily without realizing it. I think people completely realize that they have been hoodwinked by someone. I think people are very aware that the worldview they're following is not working. People want to find out how they have a workable way of thinking that will, again, empower them and take charge of their lives that they're expected to have.
And I think that, again, we're going to talk more about this after the break, but I love the idea of people, like we always talk about, you have to vote with your dollar, because your dollar is kind of like the symbolic representation of the currency that we're using here. And we're going to talk more about money after the break and what wealth really means and money really means. But this is really a powerful movement that's happening. And, you know, thank you, Dr. Goswami. This is Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and we will be right back after this message.
Doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I am here with the quantum activist, Dr. Amit Goswami, and we are talking about quantum economics. To wrap up the show, and for those of you just tuning in, we've kind of been talking about how more and more people are waking up and realizing that they've been kind of hoodwinked into getting stuck in this financial cycle where they're buying products or endorsing companies that they actually don't agree with on a spiritual, vital, mental, emotional level. And we're waking up and realizing that we can vote with our dollars. But we're also realizing that our dollars are only really a symbol of this kind of larger archetype of abundance. And I know, Dr. Goswami, you talk a lot in the book Quantum Economics about the idea of health as wealth and wellness and human capital, all as signs of our own wealth, not just money. Can you comment on how important the shifting in that archetype of abundance is to the new economics?
Absolutely. We have been talking about, from the beginning, we have been talking about selfishness a whole lot. But actually, you know, capitalism is not entirely based on selfishness. Capitalism also has an idea of social good, always had. Adam Smith introduced it through two elements. One is that people, the business people, the producers, should be ethical. And another way is that the producers have to be creative. Creativity and ethics are elements by which higher consciousness comes into us, our intuitions. What do we basically intuit that forces us to be ethical? We intuit that negativity is built into us, the negative emotions are built into us, instinctual. But we balance it by getting the intuition that we do have the power within us to be good, to love instead of to be violent against somebody. So we used to cultivate this through ethical conduct, and societies, businesses certainly were supposed to be ethical. Now, so Adam Smith is a very interesting juggling act. There is the greed of selfishness, but ultimately that is balanced by the tacit agreement will all be ethical. What happened under President Reagan in the 80s is that, you know, that movie Wall Street, Greed is Good, that unleashed a bunch of unscrupulous greed in our society that did not exist before. It was a pretty ethical society before then. That's how we survived the Depression, because ethics was still a strong point. Creativity was still very strong. Scientific materialism has not taken hold of the society yet. But now we have lost both creativity and ethics. Greed has become rampant. That's just not the problem. Greed has become random and unethical. Unscrupulous greed has become random. That is the problem. Mm-hmm. You know, most recently, even Volkswagen, which was a perfectly respectable car company, they got caught in a scandal. I mean, I couldn't believe that. But what has happened is that the basic moral basic of the society, moral basis is gone. So that has to come back, and the way to come back, way for it to come back, is indeed to shift from money into recognizing that it's the archetype that we really look for in our life, abundance, and that's where our emphasis should be. And abundance requires not only well-being in the material sector, but vital well-being, how we feel inside, mental well-being, how much meaning we are processing in our life, purpose, all that. Must be part of the economic equation. And money can be a record keeper. You know, what I'm suggesting, okay, we have money, that's a good concept. Nobody's denying it, it's already there. So let's not only use money to buy us material stuff, but let's also use money to buy us vital energies, which will be available as vital energy product, like vitalized vitamin C. Why can't we get vitalized cosmetics, vitalized perfumes, vitalized food, vitalized water, all that will lead to a better vital well-being. And then mental well-being, well, we already know what we have been doing. Mental meaning has already always been very popular with us in the form of books and stuff. What have we done under scientific materialism? We have shifted the emphasis to information. Now, nobody reads books anymore because information is available on the internet and it's for free. So you don't need books for it. You just get the information. So and so wrote a book about this. That's enough because you don't need to experience the meaning by reading the book, actually. All you need to know is the information that somebody wrote a book on that subject. You see? Trivial pursuit.
Yep.
So this emphasis, as we change it, then we get back to a human being who is also growing as they consume their economic products. So you see how it modifies the society? It changes the mores of the way that we live. So we get transformed in the process. So I sometimes call quantum economics as a way of how we can make things, how we can consume things, and in the process get transformed. what more do you want? I mean, that's the basis of human life, right?
So let me ask you a question. We only have a couple minutes left in the show. We talk about transformation. Does our leadership also need to transform in order for this to become a viable reality?
I wish Donald Trump would listen to that question. Leadership transform. Well, you know, in some ways, some people deride Obama so much. You know, Obama is slightly transformed. How I changed my mind from Hillary to Obama, I still remember, because he emphasized the fact that, well, if it is within us, it's not separate from us, in one of the debates with Senator McCain. So I was very happy that he has that awareness. But politicians, rest of them, except for Elizabeth Warren and maybe Bernie Sanders, I don't really see much awareness about the need for transformation among our political leaders today. I hope Hillary, being a woman, at least will have some open heart. But I just cannot imagine that somebody like Donald Trump, or, you know, take any of the other Republican candidates, they don't even know what open heart is. And how can we put such a person in the White House? Look at their approach, what their approach will be. You know, in a volatile world like we have today, with incidents like what happened in Paris just still in our mind, violence. If somebody seeks violence, that will be the way of the government, and that will be utter disaster for humanity. That is just not the way to resolve conflicts. We know better. But we won't learn about these things unless we bring these other aspects, these subtle aspects of our experience, into the foreground. And what better to do this than through economy? So politicians, your question is very good, Kelly, but I think after the economy, we'll handle that one.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Dr. Goswami, do you have any closing thoughts for all of us about maybe this, you know, the importance of human capital in our moving forward, as we have like a minute or so left of the show? Do you have any closing thoughts for us?
You know, I met such people in whose proximity we become happy. I met such people. And that's human capital for me. Because if I were to have the opportunity of sitting in a presence of such a person, I would prefer that much more when I have a mental depression than to have the opportunity. Yes, I can afford a new sports jacket and I can go to a store and buy that. And it does give me a lift still, you know.
Yes.
But it's nothing compared with the happiness that I can get in the proximity of such a person, if I had the opportunity. So today, our production lines, you know, they are very good for creating robots, and robots are taking over human jobs. But our production line is also ready with ideas of creativity that we can produce such transformed people in our midst. So we can really think of a certain situation in not very far future, but near future, where we put these people in an office where people can go and seek audition with them. In India, it's called Darshan. And just their Darshan will take care of their ennui. They don't need to go to a shoe store to buy extra shoes to
Human capital is in the humans and in what we can offer each other. And that's really my closing thought for the week, is that we can offer each other something much more than just materialism. Dr. Goswami, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today and for sharing such inspiring information. That's all we have time for. I had a great time today on Lucid Planet Radio. Please join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, and 2 p.m. Pacific on KKNW 1150 Seattle and WBLQ 1230 a.m. broadcasting from Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. And you can also connect with me on Facebook and Twitter at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. Thank you so much, Dr. Goswami. It was great having you on.
Thank you.
And next week on Lucid Planet Radio, I am pleased to welcome writer, historian, and inspirational thinker Graham Hancock to the show. We will be talking about his new book, Magicians of the Gods, and really of the alternative human history. So stay tuned for that one. Have a great week, and light and love to everybody out there. And remember, humans are what really matters to each other. Okay, bye.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.